Romans chapter 3, verse 23. You might remember this one. It's part of Memorization Monday this past week. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. And I am so grateful that God did not leave us in that place, that He sent forth His Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Here we are. It is Friday. You made it. You made it. It's been a great week, mainly because spring started on Wednesday. So, no, it's been a great week. So good to hang out here with you again on this fine broadcasting day. I have my cup of coffee here and looking forward to the weekend. That is for sure. Hey, lots of great stuff. We've been talking about lots of upcoming events here at Great News Radio. I really encourage you to take a look at our new events page at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Lots of upcoming stuff, including a concert with the Great News Radio Children's Choir on Saturday night, March 30th, a week from tomorrow, at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. They'll be at the Youth Literature Festival, and they'll be performing at 11:45 sharp in the morning, Saturday, March 30th. Huntley Brown concert. He's coming back to town at First United Methodist in Urbana, Sunday, April 7th. More details on that. Ivan Parker. Talk about somebody with a great voice. He's coming back on Saturday, June 8th. We'll have a special informational meeting for our bus trip to Washington, D.C., our American Heritage trip. That informational meeting is on Wednesday, April 10th at 6:30 at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Again, Wednesday, April 10th, 6:30. More details on this event and other events going on at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events, or you can just call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. I'll tell you what, it is so easy to run away from what God has for us. What do you mean by that? You know, sometimes when God calls us to do something, it can be overwhelming, and either we stand idly by or we run away. And today I'd like to take a look at the book of Jonah. Yes. The words run away come up when we think of Jonah, but today I want us to talk about returning to God, coming up right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Music from Stephen Curtis Chapman and Holy, Holy, Holy. Nothing refreshes me like a good night's sleep. Can I get an amen? Or who doesn't enjoy the occasional Sunday afternoon nap? Boy, I'm just speaking somebody's language today. I love it. Well, in at least one way, though, sleep is not good for us. In fact, it can be dangerous. I'm talking about being spiritually asleep. Now, life has a way of lulling us to sleep spiritually. Now, if we allow ourselves to settle into a spiritual snooze, after a while, we simply just wither spiritually. Friend, it's time to wake up. God's call to return to Him demands a response from us. You know, have you ever asked yourself, how did I end up here? That's a common question. I mean, we start out with good intentions. I mean, we want to be great parents, we want to do well in school, or we want to take care of our health, but we falter somewhere along the way. It may be subtle at first, but after a while, we look back and we realize we're not the people we wanted to be. Have you ever been there? See, the same cycle can happen in our relationship with Jesus. Laziness, a lack of priorities, or even outright sin has a way of lulling us to sleep in our daily walk with Him. See, in the book of Jonah, we see a man who got off course, so to speak, in his relationship with God. See, Jonah's move away from God's instruction wasn't subtle. He flatly refused to listen to God. But God got Jonah's attention. If you know the story, you know He got his attention. See, God often acts to get our attention and draw us back to Him. I mean, we know the story of Jonah and the whale, but friend, let me encourage you today, don't let your familiarity with the story allow you to miss some incredible truths. You know, Jonah should have said yes to God. He should have obeyed, but he didn't. God called Jonah to the city of Nineveh and called the people there to turn away from their sin. Nineveh had more than 120,000 people who could not tell the difference between their right hand and their left. It was a big city. It was also a pagan city full of clueless people. God wanted to use Jonah to get their attention and do something about their spiritual condition. But so how did Jonah respond? Well, we know he ran in the opposite direction. It's almost comical that Jonah actually thought he could run away from God's presence. Jonah failed to realize he can never escape God's attention. God sees all and knows all. God, that's right. God sees everything. You know, when I said that in children's church, when I say that in children's church, you know, the kids, there's always that one kid that says, even in the shower. Yes, God sees and knows everything. Praise the Lord. So when God brought a massive storm against Jonah's boat, he finally began to see the effects of his rebellion. Jonah knew that he was under God's judgment because of his disobedience, and he was risking the lives of everyone on the boat with him.
Jonah thought Tarshish would be far enough to escape God's call in his life. He found a ship to take him there, but his journey ended in disaster. Have you ever been there? Thought you could do it your own way, but only ended up in, well, shambles. Well, the same principles are at work in our life. Unfortunately, there are times when God gives us a clear call to return to him, but we respond by taking the first ship going in the opposite direction. We run toward a place, a person, or a desire, or for anything else that will bring us fulfillment, yet we only find destruction. See, running from God always, friend, always leads to pain. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there. Tossed overboard to spare the ship and its crew, Jonah was miraculously swallowed by a huge fish. He spent 3 days and nights in that creature, and it wasn't too surprising that Jonah was moved to pray and worship God during that time. Have you ever gotten to that place where you like, I got this, God, you know, I know what I'm doing here, I don't need you, and ended up in shambles, or you ended up in a, so to speak, a belly of a whale, and then you realized, I think I made a mistake. It's not surprising that Jonah was moved to pray and worship God. And he vowed to obey God's command. And when the timing was right, God caused the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. And that was the moment God called him out a second time. Jonah chapter 2 ended with him being spit out onto dry land. And then Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Did you know that the callings and the giftings of God are irrevocable? Did you know that? You know, one of our kids, I'm not going to say their names, but one of our kids, they, when they do something wrong or when they say no to something we ask them to do, they throw a big fit, they pout, and then a little bit later, they always come back and they apologize, which I'm grateful for. And then they think, just by them apologizing, they didn't have to do that thing we originally asked. No, we still want you to take the trash out. I don't care if you apologize, which is nice, but go still take the trash out. It still remains. So God told Jonah the second time, the Bible says, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. And the message was 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Now talk about a seeker-friendly message right there. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. I mean, talk about a message that doesn't lend itself to making friends. I mean, can you imagine walking down the streets of Chicago saying your city is about to crumble? I mean, you might just get arrested. You surely will probably won't even make any friends, yet Jonah did what was difficult. It wasn't an easy task, but he was obedient to God and faithful to his message. No doubt it's harder to follow God. You do know this, right? It's harder to follow God than to stay in step with this world. It's so easy to just conform with the world. It's hard to follow God. Then something remarkable happened. The people of Nineveh actually responded. They repented of their sins and believed God. And to display their repentance, they called for a national fast and put on sackcloth. Even the king of Nineveh repented. He changed his royal robe into sackcloth to show his own repentance before God. Now, sackcloth, you know, we see and study from time to time, but sackcloth was a scratchy black wool cloth, usually made of goat hair, and people back then put on sackcloth to show an expression of repentance or personal distress or if they were in mourning. But in this case, they put it on due to repentance. And the king of Nineveh charged everyone in Nineveh to call out before God so that he might change his mind and not overthrow the city. And so because of their actions and their response, the people of Nineveh had the opportunity to discover another part of God's character, which was grace. See, friend, the story that weaves through the book of Jonah is the story of what happens when we respond to what God is calling us to do. When we fail to obey God, strong consequence can result from that sin. But also blessing is found in obedience, friend. Even though Jonah didn't know what was going to happen in Nineveh, he was obedient, believe it or not. I know we always think of Jonah as the runaway prophet, and he is. But he did respond after a while. He was obedient, and God was faithful. The people responded. The king led the people to repentance before God, and the city was saved. Now, I don't know who originally said this. I heard this somewhere, but I love the truth in this. It says, someone is waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. A huge city full of dying people was waiting on the other side of Jonah's obedience. Friend, if God is burdening your heart to do something, you can be sure he is preparing someone or something to happen on the other side of your obedience. See, if you want to see a spiritual awakening in your family, it starts with your own repentance. Do you desire for God to start a great revival in your church? Well, let him revive your own life. Do you want God to change your community? Start by letting him change you. Be sensitive to God's voice. Don't let yourself become numb toward God. Immerse yourself in Bible study and prayer and asking God to help you be more sensitive to his voice. Respond with obedience, friend. When you hear God telling you to do something in the days to come, do it. Repentance isn't necessary when we obey God's call in the first place. And also, this may be you today. I know it's been me a million times before. Repent. When necessary, none of us will obey God perfectly. When you find yourself wandering from God, repent, friend. Turn away from your disobedience and turn back to God. Spiritual renewal happens as we turn back to God. Be willing to always put your yes on the table before him, even before he asks you to respond.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright.
Is it I, Lord?
That's right, Lord, here I am. Send me. Friend, I pray that is your heart and your desire today. It's music from John Michael Talbot on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Friend, I hope you have a chance to connect to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church this weekend and have a chance to tune in, by the way, to Sunday worship on Sunday morning right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.